sisters Beatrice and Elizabeth Vergara attend public high school in a low-income, mostly Hispanic section of northern Los Angeles. The girls are aiming for college and would be the first in the family with higher degrees. But the Vergara sisters say that in middle school, they faced obstacles in pursuing their education, chaotic classrooms, and little to no instruction. Elizabeth, now a junior, and Beatrice, a sophomore, say back in seventh grade, they both had a particularly bad history teacher.
He would just be at his desk, like just using his computer or sleeping, and students were just using their magazines, and he wouldn't care. They would be throwing food. I didn't even learn anything, like I was getting behind. He would let students smoke marijuana.
They were smoking marijuana in class?
Yeah. I know, it's hard to believe.
Beatrice also says a science teacher was offensive.
She would call this girl whore and slut, go over there, stop flirting, and then, yeah, it was horrible.
What went through your mind when you heard that?
I don't know, it wasn't right. A teacher should not offend you. I was scared to ask questions because I didn't want her to offend me.
They were really being traumatized by these teachers.
Beatrice and Elizabeth's mother, Alicia Martinez, who immigrated from Mexico, says she complained to a school administrator about the two teachers and two others. But she says nothing happened.
He didn't do anything to address the situation. They didn't take me seriously.
So in 2012, Martinez volunteered her daughters to join a lawsuit against the state and the teachers' unions that went to trial in January.
I just felt that I was like wasting my time, not learning anything.
The nine student plaintiffs in the case, known as Vergara v. California, are challenging two main areas of state law. Permanent employment and dismissal statutes, the plaintiffs say, make it difficult to get rid of bad teachers. And the seniority-based layoff system, which they say makes it hard to keep good, less senior teachers during difficult times.
There were certain teachers that you knew, if you got stuck in their class, you wouldn't learn a thing.
Instead of learning our subject, we sat in class coloring and watching YouTube videos.
The plaintiffs say the laws deny students their right to a quality education, guaranteed by the California Constitution, and affect poor and minority students more. If successful, experts say the legal strategy could be used to challenge education laws in other states.
Our education system delivers a constitutional right, so there's a certain responsibility of our society to deliver.
I believe that every child everywhere.
David Welch is a wealthy Silicon Valley entrepreneur who founded and largely finances Students Matter, an education reform group that spearheaded the lawsuit. As of 2012, Welch had donated or loaned nearly $2 million to the group, which is footing the bill for a high-powered legal team that includes Ted Olson, former Solicitor General of the United States. Welch has a PhD in electrical engineering and went to public schools for most of his education.
It's because of these teachers that I've been able to have a successful career as an engineer and as an entrepreneur.
Welch also has three young kids and has supported other education and environmental causes over the years.
What motivated you?
I'm a father, I'm an employer, and when I look at the system, I realize the system actually inhibits one of the most important things that are for an education for a child, and that's access, the uniform access, for every child to have a passionate and effective teacher.
So some of your critics have said, you know what, this isn't a grassroots movement. The kids were recruited, and maybe they're just being used for the personal mission of a wealthy businessman.
Yeah.
What do you say to that?
When you sat there and you watched the children get on the stand, there's no one that put them up to that other than themselves.
It made me not want to try or show up to school.
One law Welch is fighting is the statute that governs teacher layoffs. California is one of 10 states that requires seniority be considered to determine who stays and who goes during budget cuts. John Dacey is the superintendent of the L.A. Unified School District, and he testified against the so-called last-in, first-out law.
I couldn't think of a more destructive statute for students, staff, and a system. We have had to lay off very effective teachers in the same school that we are documenting a teacher for dismissal. Their contributions to the school, their relationships with students, how they are supporting and helping parents, none of the factors other than the hiring date is used. Now, is seniority an important contribution? I would argue it is. It shouldn't be the only and sole factor, however.
The Vergara lawsuit also challenges laws governing teacher tenure. California's two-year probationary period for new teachers is one of the shortest in the nation. After 2 years, most teachers get permanent employment status. Superintendent Dacey says that permanent status means the L.A. school district can end up spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to fire a single underperforming teacher, a process he says that can take up to a decade.
The overwhelming majority of teachers are amazing people, phenomenal people. So we're talking about a small subset who should and must leave employment.
It came out during the trial that only about 3% of teachers who were evaluated last year were below standard. So, I mean, should we overhaul the entire system to take care of what might just be a few bad apples?
When you've identified chronic low performers, you can't exit them quick enough so that students are not being harmed. That's what we're talking about.
Are there teachers who shouldn't be in the classroom? Absolutely. But to blow up the entire system for evaluating and protecting teacher rights based on a couple of students' perspective, I think really misses the boat.
Joshua Peshtal is president of the California Federation of Teachers, one of the unions fighting the lawsuit. He says the unions support efforts to streamline the dismissal process.
I think the dismissal process could be more effective and more efficient.
Peshtal says that many ineffective teachers are weeded out during the two-year probation period. And, he says, granting permanent status to the rest encourages them to stay on the job, despite often difficult classroom conditions.
The bigger problem we have in California, and I think nationally, is that we can't keep teachers in the profession. Classes are overcrowded, there aren't enough resources. So that really is the bigger issue in public education, and that's creating conditions that make it attractive for people to make this a lifelong profession.
It's a remainder of two and a divisor of three.
Fourth grade teacher Kelly Iwamoto of Inglewood, California, says she knows firsthand how precarious her job can be. Because she doesn't have enough seniority, she's been laid off three times in the last 3 years, then brought back. Even so, she supports the seniority-based layoff system. She says it's objective and clear.
It's fair. It's fair, and I support it.
Iwamoto also says she supports the other part of the law that's being challenged, permanent status for teachers after 2 years. She says that provision actually helps her advocate for students without fear of being fired.
Because I speak out very frequently about resources being brought to our district for lowering class sizes. And if I'm vocal and someone doesn't like what I'm saying, then I can be let go for that. And I don't think that's fair.
Iwamoto and the unions also say a teacher's effectiveness is difficult to measure. And they say students don't necessarily connect with every teacher. During the trial, Elizabeth Vergara testified that she learned nothing in English class and wasn't assigned an entire book to read all year. But the teacher testified that Vergara's reading scores actually went up.
We read and wrote every day.
And did your class read more than one chapter of a book for the entire school year?
Absolutely.
And did you ever receive any negative marks on your evaluations or observations?
I did not.
The defense also argued that many superintendents, including Dacey himself, have successfully worked within the rules to get rid of ineffective teachers.
LAUSD increased the number of school board-initiated dismissals from 10 in the 2009 to 2010 school year to 99 in the 2011 to 2012 school year, correct?
I believe that's accurate.
Some people on the other side of this issue have said that, you know what, this isn't about the statutes, it's about management. And if a district or school is well run, they can get rid of ineffective teachers.
That is not the point. The point is students' rights to be in front of a highly effective teacher, a teacher who is not harming them every single day of the year.
The Vergara sisters say that's all they want for their old middle school. As it turns out, those first two teachers they complained about are still teaching there.
I think that's horrible because, I mean, there's students that actually want to learn. I want to have good teachers that motivate me, not only me, but everyone.
The judge will deliver a verdict in the case in the coming weeks. Any decision he makes is expected to be appealed.